Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And so many things are taking place, and God is speaking in so many levels. And I can see, let me tell you the future. If you happen to be listening and wonder what the future is like, I got some things I can't really share with you just yet, but I will be sharing with you really soon on the air. It's going to really make you just, oh my goodness. And but just listen, I realize that God orchestrates things. God lines things up, and that and the reason why you're listening is because you're a part of it if you choose to be. Because we're one big family, the family of God. No matter what religion tells you, you know, if you love Jesus and you made him the Lord of your life, you're my brother, you're my father, you're my mother, you have fathers and mothers. We're family. We're the family of God.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think so, there's a lot of grace for that, and you're going to get to heaven and go,
oh,
I guess
wrong.
You're my brother and my father. And you just say, you know, shut up and set the table. Anyway, so, yeah, right. I mean, but things are unfolding so rapidly. You just think about when these significant things happen in your season of your life, because, you know, you read history, you read prophetic history and advanced future, and you're thinking, I'm in it. I'm in it. And then you think, oh, I'm in it. I have a role to play. You know, you have a role to play. There's something you're supposed to be doing right now. God has intentioned you and purposed you and trained you for this day. And you, things that you thought delayed you and things you thought that hindered you, those were lessons from God. They were testing of your faith. If you are serving God today, no matter what happened in your past, then you've passed those tests. You passed those tests when you got off and dust the dust off of your whatevers, and you got up and you said, you know, here I am. God, I love you. Like Amy Simple McPherson, no, like Catherine Kuhlman said, when she had a whole bucket full of mistakes in the middle of her ministry because she let her emotions, hello out there, she let her emotions, she thought, you know, I know God's moving, he's shaking the world through me, even though they don't want, at that time in the history, they wouldn't even think that women could minister. It's like, hello, she's ministering. People can say, people can heal. God's with her. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And, but she started thinking, you know, if I just had some loaves and garlics and fish like everybody else, if I could just, I know what I need. I need to get married. If I get married, you know, I just need to get married. Besides, I have this man that's really wanting to get married. He's really made a lot of money off my ministry because he has a radio station. He wants to be able to broadcast. I'm sure, I don't know if that's exactly, but if he has a radio station, I'm sure he was like, you know. And so whatever happened, you know, with that, she ends up diverting from the love affair with God and trying to split that with what I needed to be feel full was be married to a person, you know. And Paul said, you know, marriage is like oatmeal. I'm sorry. I know you probably maybe made it all about an idol. You made it about everything in the world. But listen, it's about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the Word of God says. He says this. He says, well, Paul was talking to the unction of the Holy Spirit. He said, if you're not, I'd rather you not. But if you do, it's not sin. So shut up about it and live it the way God wants you to live it. And if you are married, live like you're not, because the day's short.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, hang it. You're gonna live to the end with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So just learn to live with it no matter how it is. And if the unbeliever departs, they depart, but you're not running them off. It's like, come on, quit. It's about Jesus. You know, America has made a marriage an idol, and now it's the idol's being shoved down America's throat.
Wow.
They made marriage to men, you know, marriage in general, to an idol, you know, and used it as a tool and said that this is of God because I am. Like, no, you're evil. You're not, just because you're married, you know, you're evil. I mean, Ahab and Jezebel were married. And God was just disgusted with them.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at it. Now look what's happening. Now look what's happening. It's crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know how we got on this rabbit trail, but I know, but I know that, you know, that Jesus is he's our bridegroom. He's the bridegroom, and the church is his bride. And God, his father and our father, is preparing us for a wedding banquet for us that we are going, he's going to present us as a spotless, believe it or not, wrinkleless. Yeah, I know. I'm looking at Pat when I'm talking about this. Bride without spot or wrinkle to his son. God loves his son so much because he made a way for us to be saved, and he always loved the son because the son always does the will of the father. he says, I just want to do something for you. I just, what? You know, you had that, he's like, what can I just want to do something for you. What can I do for you? I'm so grateful. I'm just love you so. Ooh, he's like, ooh. You know, Jesse Duplantis, when he saw Jesus and God, and he just saw this radiating power and glory, and, you know, I don't know what the name, I can't remember the name. He wrote about it in a book, but it was just,
Heavenly Encounter, something like that.
Yeah, but Jesse Duplantis, you can find it. But anyway, it's just like, and it's like the Son going to the Father going to the Son, and just great pleasure. It's just like, you know, and he's like, oh, I want to do something for you. And so, of course, the first Adam, he did something for him. He laid him down, and he pulled a rib out, and he created him a helpmate. He had a wife. This is a gift to you, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, now that went out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so now this is the second Adam. And he said, I'm gonna right where he was pierced in his side and all the blood poured out, the blood that came out of your side, the blood that your life intentionally, yourself, I laid down the first Adam, but you laid down yourself, the second Adam, you laid down yourself. And because you did that for us, to be able to bring us in a relationship, that what poured out of your side, I'm going to take that and I'm going to redeem for you a bride, and you're going to be loyal to him, and you're going to take away, he's going to take away your name and give you a new name. What you doing keeping your name, what are you doing calling yourself a Christian? Listen, it is not about us.
Hmm.
It's not about us.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we go. We are being prepared to be the bride for God's Son. And by the way, when you get married in the family, guess what happens? You get the inheritance. Not only is he our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not only is he our elder brother, but we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. I mean, he's created the universe. Like, what do you think he's worth? All of creation, you know? How much gold does he have? He has other things we haven't thought about. Yeah, all of it.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say it this way. He builds his houses out of gold, and he has streets of gold. And, you know, the sticky stuff on the back of stamps in heaven are just like some liquid gold you lick and just stick it back. It's like ridiculous. Like, come on. It's about him. It's not about all this stuff. Hopefully they'll have self-sticking stamps.
Yeah.
Right. Just joking. There's not. They're probably like, there's a mail doctrine now for heaven. M-A-I-L doctrine for heaven. Be careful. And so, but God is speaking now. And he says, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. And as a matter of fact, John, I want you to read this in Acts as we're talking about this. This is what he says. He says that there's going to be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and Acts chapter 2, when he's talking about, you know, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh.
Are you talking about Joel?
Well, Joel, yeah, but
he's quoting it.
Yeah, that's it in Acts.
And so you think about this. Imagine this. What if you're living in that day? What if you're living in that day and you don't even know it, and all of a sudden you find out you were in it, but you missed it? And that would be terrible, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be just so sad. But many will. It's amazing. Yeah. It's totally, totally amazing. I think it's in Acts chapter 2 when he's explaining how things are going to happen there. And he says, you got it, John?
Yep.
Go ahead.
He says, in the last days I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. And even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show you wonders in the heavens above and and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
What you're going to see is this outpouring of God's Spirit on all. Mm. And now we know Matthew chapter 17, just because you dreamed, just because you prophesied, you were a sign, but sometimes you can be a sign and a wonder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And so, but that's a sign. And all of a sudden when recently, we went to a particular land that we're, God has sent us to, and the people began to prophesy to us.
Mm.
They just prophesied. The everyday folk are just begin to speak, and they had no idea. I have people that come and see me, and all of a sudden they don't really know. They just know they're just loving God, and all of a sudden they begin to prophesy to me and confirm the very thing that God has already laid in my heart.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden when they hear the response, they're overwhelmed with how God used them as a sign. Mm-hmm. And then God rewards them for being obedient. And next thing you know, just flips their world, their blessing upside down, and blesses them twice as high as they thought they ever could be. This is going to be, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. You don't want to miss where you're going. You don't want to miss where you're going because where God's taken us, because it's going to be awesome. There's going to be a difference between those who are God's and those who say they're God's.
No doubt.
Possessive. And I'm not talking about like God's, but
right.
The ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And
who belong to Him.
They belong to Him. And there's a lot of religious folks that I really believe is going to get free from the religious captivity, but they work themselves hard being religious. I mean, it's amazing.
Mm.
You know, it's just like a rigorous, like a drum roll, like a slave ship, you know, boom, boom, boom. It's like, but you haven't heard from God. Has anybody heard from Him?
Mm.
And you're the only one saying you heard from Him. Why are you satisfied? Because your job was to introduce me to the voice of God. And I got to trust you now. It's been a long time and you haven't yet. I haven't heard myself. And how come you're okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
How come you're okay with me not hearing from God?
Mm.
Are you held captive so that my life does not end well? My eternity doesn't end well?
Wow.
I think the biggest disappointment is the religious captives that it'll bust hell wide open. Because the pride's already there. The arrogance is there. So they're going to be shocked. They're just going to be, don't you know? Oh my goodness, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the humble one, the humble man, the humble woman, the humble believer, they just look like they struggled and that, but yet they heard from God. God spoke to them and he would tell her what to do or he'd tell them what to do. And they just, you know, in loving relationship, just did it. You know, like Song of Solomon, when he talks about it, you know, where's my beloved? Have you seen my beloved? What you're so obsessed with him.
Hmm.
You know, why are you running after Jesus like this? You need to function, you know, in guards in the city of God on earth, you know, Jerusalem are beating up the bride.
Wow.
The people who say they're all about God are beating her up. The watchmen are beating her up.
Yeah.
And it's just like, who cares, you know? I mean, about how we're treated. We do care how others are treated. We care how our biggest test is how we respond to those who test us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But these days, I'm telling you, the Lord is just speaking with power, and it's just happening. We're seeing, and what we've seen is, you know, and you need to go to iabide.org and just get in and begin to abide with Him, begin to walk it out, even if it's with crayons and some double space, double line paper.
Mm.
You know, you've got, He says, there'll be a day that you'll hear the voice of the Son of Man and you shall live.
Mm-hmm.
Which means this, prior to hearing His voice, you are dead in your sins.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, there'll be a day that you will say a prayer and you'll be saved. No, He said, there'll be a day that you hear the voice of the Son of Man and you shall live.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't cry into a Lord you don't even know, you know what I'm saying? Because in the last days, He said, I never knew you.
Right.
It's about a relationship with Him. By the way, if you're being prepared to be His bride, He's going to want you to be interested in Him. Intentionally.
Yeah.
Not squeezing Him in. You know, can you imagine like coming to your wife once a week? You know, you're living with all these other women or maybe vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, you know what, baby, I'm going to give you a good 45 minutes on Sunday where we can come and we can talk and all that kind of stuff. But I have all these other families, all the other relationships and other homes
right.
and stuff. But, you know, at least I'm putting like 3% into the bills here.
Mm.
You know, I can't give you the whole 10% that you're really needing.
Mm.
You know, I know it's not really robbery anymore because this is the new covenant where I can take advantage of you and not help be held accountable for it. You know,
oh, gosh.
Wow. Is that not right?
That's so true.
That's the gospel. And they say, but as people go like, yeah, me too. I have a relationship. I have, well, whoever that is in that apartment you're putting up, it ain't Jesus. Whoever's, you know, if you're
that's
just
right.
visiting once a week.
Mm-hmm.
He's awesome. Listen, He loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Religion is just, oh my goodness. You know, and nobody wants to be religious. Who wants to be religious? A whole bunch of rules with no purpose and no relationship and no intimacy. But when you have this awesome encounter with the creator of the universe and you find out how much He loves you and how merciful He is and how graceful He is and that he shares His secrets with you and He directs your steps. You say, hear what the Spirit says to the church. He just speaks to you. And you can find out who's listening and who's not because all of a sudden out of 10,000 people around you, there's like eight of you that you bump into each other like, oh, you're doing the same thing. Me too, you know, right?
It's called obedience, right? Oh, yes, yes, I obey him.
Yeah, and it's like, wow. You bump into the people who hear God, and you're like, whoa. And it's confirmation, too, because you're thinking, you know, somebody totally outside of your circle is, but yet serves your same God, you know, is loyal to Jesus. They're hearing the very same thing, the very same thing from God. And I used to say, well, you know, it's amazing how you could turn on your TV and you can hear things preached the same all the way across the land. But then I found out where a lot of people get their messages by watching TV. So one of them preaches it on TV and then somebody else just picks it up and they take it themselves. But there is something else called the Spirit of God that begins to speak to his people, pulpit or no pulpit, and they're all hearing it. And what happens is when we all hear the voice of God, when we come together, when anybody shares what God's saying, there's something that just roars up in your spirit that comes out, and all of a sudden it starts coming out of your mouth, and it goes, amen.
Yeah.
Which means that's right, and I agree. Because it's a witness of the God you serve. You're already hearing him already. You're hearing him already. And he's saying right here, this is what he said. This is what he's saying. He said, listen, he said, I'll pour out my spirit on all people, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. So you have, what do you have? You have prophecies, visions, dreams. This is how God speaks. Signs and wonders. And we're fixing to see some we're seeing some huge signs right now. We're about to see four blood moons about to come up in about
30 months.
Yeah, something like that month. And I want to talk to you about a one in the future. We talking about red moons. There was a very significant one when we were in the middle of a prophecy that came up, and we were prophesying the Malachi mandate. And but when we get back in just a moment, we're going to let you hear a dream from Cooper that he just had, that God just spoke to him, and his mom was talking to him, and he's sharing with him the dream, sharing with her the dream of what God has shown him. And it's very important, because you have to understand he's 8 years old, and his understanding is only what God has seen. He's already been, God's shown him a couple times already. But we're also seeing, if you've been listening to VFN Radio, and we're seeing it, we're going to begin to bring the children and do interviews with the children so you can hear the children, not just the adults. Children are hearing from God. The day's getting close. You better prepare yourself. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.